With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky spoke for about an hour one day after he spoke with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. President Trump says the call was to align both Russia and Ukraine in terms of their request and needs as he seeks to bring about a ceasefire. In the meantime, Zelensky says that Putin's vow not to target energy infrastructure was, quote, very much at odds with reality.
In Helsinki, Volodymyr Zelensky has been reacting to the news of an overnight barrage of drones by Russia across Ukraine. At a news conference with Finnish President Alexander Stubb, Zelensky says, "Today I will have contact with President Donald Trump. We will discuss the details of the next steps with him." Zelensky adds, "One of the most difficult issues in future negotiations with Russia will be the issue of territorial concessions. For us, the red line is the recognition of the Ukrainian temporarily occupied territories as Russian. We will not go for it." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, Turkish police have arrested Istanbul's mayor, a key rival of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. BBC correspondent Emily Withers.
This arrest is being called a coup by the opposition. A statement shared by the detained mayor, Ekrem İmamoğlu, said, "I entrust myself to my nation and to the global resistance against this oppression." İmamoğlu is very popular here and was days away from being named as the opposition's presidential challenger to Erdogan. In anticipation of protests, the government shut down key roads, metro stations and social media sites, as well as banning protests or demonstrations for the next 4 days.
Israel says it has launched a limited ground operation to retake part of the northern Erki corridor in northern Gaza. Earlier, a UN staffer was killed and 5 wounded. This is SRN News. Bible sales are surging in the United Kingdom.
By every measure, Christianity is in decline all across the UK and has been for most of the 21st century. But somebody wants to read the scriptures. Publishers report that sales of the Bible have risen 87% in the last 5 years, while sales of all other books have gone down. Analysts believe young people, Generation Z in particular, are making most of those Bible purchases, suggesting they have a spiritual hunger and are trying to satisfy it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky lawmakers passing a measure that protects so-called conversion therapy. The measure would eliminate Democratic Governor Andy Beshear's executive order forbidding licensed counselors from helping anyone under the age of 18 to abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The bill would also outlaw the use of Medicaid funds to pay for sex change operations on kids. This is SRN News. Some good news for American grocery shoppers.
The Department of Agriculture says the wholesale price for a dozen white eggs this week is $4.15, down from $6.85 last week. Prices have now fallen for 3 weeks in a row. For many, egg prices have come to be emblematic of the sky-high prices for everyday commodities faced by American households. Prices soared amid massive government spending under President Biden. Lingering high prices have left many wondering whether and how quickly President Trump's new economic policies may solve the problem. Bob Agner reporting.
Dust storms and at least 2 brush fires creating problems in New Mexico. Authorities have warned of zero visibility and road conditions and adverse health consequences for infants and the elderly. The blowing dust, gnarling highway traffic on a number of key roads, and a fire near Albuquerque has destroyed numerous buildings. No reports of fatalities. More details at SRNnews.com.